Okay. It's good to see everyone back. Hope everyone enjoyed yesterday's Siyum HaShas. I'm going to quote a couple ideas to try to connect Vayigash, post-Chanukah, and the Siyum HaShas together. Mitzvah Shema learning should be Lili Nishmas, Baruch Tzibur Venosim, and Daniela Sarbas Eliezer, Surah Levi. The first idea I'm going to, we're going to share is not in your booklets, your sources, but it's a beautiful Dvar Torah that I very much enjoyed. The first time I heard it was from my Rebbe, Rabbi Arya Cohen, when I was in Yeshiva in Israel. And it happens to be that it's on the fifth page of Gemara Brachas. So it's Mamash Hashkocha and connects to this week's Parsha. Says the Gemara in Hey Amanaf, and Brachas, Hey Amanaf. Omar Rabbi Levi, Bar Chama, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. La'olam yargez adam yitzhar tova yitzhara. A person should always do battle with their yitzhar tova against the yitzhara. Shanamar, as the Pazik says, Rigzu v'al techato. Good. A person should do battle with the Yitzhara against the Yitzhara. Im nitzcho mutav. If that's good, that works out great. But the Gemara now gives a three-step process on how to beat one's Yitzhara. It's actually very interesting. Like sometimes when you're involved with the Yitzhara, you're like, okay, let me think about these three steps. But subconsciously, it's good to know. Says the Gemara, Im nitzcho mutav. If that works good, if it doesn't, yalat lav yasu b'torah. You should go learn Torah. It's the first punch. That's like the Andy Pettit for all the Yankee fans out there. That's like the sixth inning. Shenemar imru b'vavchem im the imru b'vavchem. Right, it's just darshing this psukim. Im nitzcha mutav. If that works, good. The imlav, and let's say your yitzhar is still burning. You kore kriyishma. Should say kriyishma. Shenemar al mishkavchem. Good. Darshing the next few words in that pasuk. By the way, these psukim we are from, I believe, from kriyishma al amito. Im nitzcha mutav imlav, and then finally, if your yitzhar is mamish still burning after the Torah. And after the Kriyishma, what should he do? Yaskilo Yom HaMisa, Shnemar Domus Sela. Should think about Yom HaMisa. So there's a lot of kasha in this Gemara of Yaskilo Yom HaMisa, so great. Why don't you just run to Yaskilo Yom HaMisa? So the Baba Rabbi has a beautiful Torah. He says, when it comes to Simcha, when it comes to Atzvus, we always want to start with Simcha. We don't want to start with Atzvus. There's the Kerem Shlomo. We don't start with Atzvus, Yaskilo Yom HaMisa. Other Svarim say is that Yaskilo Yom HaMisa is the Mariano. It's the last punch. It's the... You only get to Yaskil Misa once you have Torah and Kriyishma. That's the thing, Yaskil Misa is so great. But the reason why I'm sharing this Gemara with you is because I saw a beautiful Torah I heard from my Rebbe about Kohen Shlita from the Sefer Asnaim LaTorah from Cleveland. So he says something so beautiful. Yaakovin is about to go down to Mitzrayim. Right? The brothers come back and Sarah with the harp and everything. And who does he send down first to Mitzrayim, to the biggest Yitzhara of the entire world? Yehuda to build a base midrash, Chazal say. Now he's on the border. He's on the border of Mitzrayim. And Yosef comes to meet him. And Yosef doesn't say Kriyishma because he's been there already. What does Yaakov Avinu do? He called it Kriyishma. And the next pasuk, right after that, what does Yaakov Avinu say? Amusa apam. Now I could die knowing that. Mamashfang, these three steps of the Gemara. Torah, Kriyishma, Yaskud Amamisa. I always thought that was a very nice idea to start off. Now let's go to the text that you have in front of you. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the beginning of the Parsha. Yehuda now is facing off with Yosef, trying to beg for Binyamin's life. And Reb Lezer Gelzal, Zatzal, Zuchus Ganalino, spoke to his son and his Rebbetzin last week to tell him that we need Shmos. I'm trying to get all the Torah out because Shmos is not out yet. So he has a beautiful idea from the Chidush Sharim. It says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. He says, what's Yehuda? Because we know Vayigash is the Lashon of Tefillah. He says, Yehuda comes from the Lashon. We know of Bakar Satov. But he says even more than that. He says, when a Jew is, right, when Leah said, Yehuda, Yoser Michalki, I took more than my portion. When someone says, thank you, says the Chidush Sharim, it's a lesson in humility. It's a lesson in anava. Because that's the way you should come to Davin, says the Chidush Sharim. When a Jew comes to Davin, we don't come to Hashem. Hashem, look at me, I come to Thursday Kol, and I'm so great. It is so great, by the way. Especially the day after seeing, very good. 2 days in a row, by the way, Thursday Kol. What's up? At the end of the day, no jokes? Okay, everyone's like not in the joking mood today? Okay, excellent. Okay, I guess we have to get better jokes then. At the end of the day, when someone says thank you, it's literally a midah of anava. Let's see inside the Chiddush Harim. Ki hinei Leia, third line down. Ki hinei Leia kara lo b'shem Yehuda. Nesha'amah hapam oides Hashem. This time I'm going to think Hashem. I took more than my portion. Right? She did the math. She knew Yaakov was going to have four wives. Four times three is 12. But as soon as she got four, She thought everyone was going to have four. But as soon as she had her fourth son, then she realized, wow, I got more than I was supposed to get. Says the Chiddush Arim, quoted by the Machshavas Charetz, which I believe is a sefer from a Tzaddik, Os Zion, Ki atam shukulan nikam Yehudim. Why are we called Yehudim? Al Shebet Yehuda. That a Jew is always called thinking Hashem. A Jew's essence is to think the Rabbonu Shalom, which is the whole essence of Chanukah. Yemei laholdus ulahalal l'shimcha agadol. Kevin she'ish Yehudi mevin she'nato yosem michalko. If you actually think about everything that we have in our entire lives, if you think about it, I've been reading a lot of these books from Rabbi Zalig Pliskin. You think about the fact that you're able to pick up your hand and see and talk and feel and read and listen. If you think about that, you go crazy out of your courage to tov. But some of us, you know, including myself, things just go on, and we don't think about it. He says, you want to know why we think Hashem? When you come to think Hashem, we talk bitul v'hachna, and this is the essence of a Jew. Zeh mitziyoso shel Yehudi ki Hashem meremes al pnimiyoso. We know that a name talks about what's the inner, the deeper essence of a person. Like the Arizal tells us, neshama, the middle letters of a neshama, of a soul, is shame. You want to know a person's soul? Look at their shame. Look at their essence. Look at their name. Tashani goshim the spell tzricham agesh baragosh and natalti yosu mechalki bitoch hachna gedol biyadia she'en magiyalim u'ma ba'avur ba'aseh. And come to Davin, don't tell Hashem that I deserve A's. Hashem, I deserve nothing. Please. Ala mevach shem man aschinam, like Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas V'aschanam. V'aschanam is loshon man aschinam, Rashi says. When a Jew comes to Davin in front of the Rabbonu Shalom, he's coming to thank the Rabbonu Shalom, coming to Davin, it leads him to a place of hachna'ah, leads him to a place of anava. Doesn't lead him to a place of, at the end of the day, look what I did, now you should give me Hashem. No, that's not the way of a Yid. That's exactly what Yigash Shelav Yehuda, the Sarim say. Yigash Shelav Yehuda, he wasn't just talking to Yosef. Yigash Shelav Yehuda means that he was davening to the Rabbonu Shalom. He came to this place of like, I can't do this anymore. I have nowhere else to turn to. And he had such a deep place of anova, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to mimahapik everything. Page number 2 from the Teferish Shlomo. So continuing on Yehuda's Tzfila for his brother. The pasuk says, "Ki avdecha arev esanar." Right? He says at the end of the day, I was a guarantor for my brother. I told my father at the end of the day, I'm trying to find the pasuk inside. At the end of the day, I told my father that nothing would happen to him. Please make sure that nothing happens to him. And I was a guarantor, right? We said last week that Yehuda said he was going to be the guarantor. Or maybe it's a pasuk from last week's parsha. Says the Teferish Shlomo, such a beautiful word. He says, when Yosef HaTzadik saw, and he saw this care, and he saw this love, and compassion that Yehuda had for Binyamin, that's when he couldn't hold back anymore. Ki av l'cha'orei v'sanar. As soon as he said that he was a guarantor for his brother, as soon as he said that at the end of the day, he'll do anything for his brother, right, here we go, found it. Mem dal amad beis. Ki av l'cha'orei v'sanar, me'im avi le'mor, imlo avienu elecha v'chatas ilam v'avi kol ayomim. And if I took responsibility for my brother, if I don't bring him back, my father's I'm not gonna have any olam haza, olam haba. How can I come back to my father? When Yosef saw this, and he saw this, right? He darshes the word arev, not as a guarantor, but as an arvis. He saw this arevim zelazay. He saw this love, this care, this compassion, this sensitivity. Then he said Yosef couldn't hold back. By the bottom paragraph, v'zeh shamar kan ki avdecha arev esanar k'siv miyachar achar kach lo yachal Yosef lisapik. Yosef saw that at the end of the day, that this is the ultimate tikkun, and don't give me the whole thing with the 10 martyrs, shkoyach, it's not for now. At the end of the day, Yosef saw that this was the ultimate redemption, the ultimate fixing of what happened earlier. That there was a son from the Shevet, from the sons of Leah, and who are Ben Leah, who's going to go out of their way to die for a Ben Rachel. That's when Yosef said, at the end of the day, now it's time for me to reveal myself. Look at yesterday's siyum. Okay, it might look like all the pictures are black and white here, black and white there. Just thinking about it. That's what Mashiach's going to look like. Doesn't matter Satmar, Teaneck, Inglewood, Boca, this or that. There's a Torah that connects us all together. And if the more we focus on the similarities, the more we focus on that, then we'll be able to have 30 times 1,000 or a million times 1,000 MetLife Stadium. That's what it's all about. Yosef couldn't hold himself back because that was the tikkun of what happened. That's what he's waiting for. And I saw from my Rebbe, the Imre Baruch, by Simon Schlitzer from YU, he quoted the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says, why do you think Yosef put this goblet in Binyamin's bag? Why Dafka Binyamin's bag? Because he wanted to see It was a test. He wanted to see if they're gonna fight for their brother, who didn't have the same mother. Mamash, a brother from another mother. Is that a good line? A mamash, a brother from another mother. He wanted to see if they're ready gonna be able to fight for him. And that's why Yidavka puts the goblet in Binyamin's case. Binyamin's bag. Exactly. So he was testing them. He was the ultimate test. He wanted to see if you had the care. And once he saw, says the Tefer Shama, once the Radomsker, once he saw that they were ready to fight and go to war, right? The Chazal said they were ready to go to war. Then Yosef said, okay, now I can't hold myself back anymore. Below Yochel, Yosef is Apik, page 3. Yosef's not able to hold himself back. Perek, Nemhe, Pasuk, Below Yochel, Yosef is Apik, Chol. And what happens? He sends all the Egyptians out. It says the Majid Serb, such a beautiful word. And this is something that I try to live with every day. Anyone here, an Eitan Katz fan, there's a song that he literally says, sings this song with these words of the Majitzer. Mamish. He told me when he wrote the song, he had the Majitzer, this idea on these words. I believe the song is called Ad Masai. He says, when every single one of us go through hard times in our life, we have velo yachol times in our life. Velo yachol. We can't go on. What's the vort? Yosef, the Hisapik. Yosef doesn't just mean the person Yosef. Yosef means to add, to increase. Continue on, hold on a little further. Look inside over here on the second paragraph. V'zehu ha-remez b'posik v'lo yachol Yosef l'Hisapik. Perish v'lo yachol. When a Jew feels like they're not able to go on, like Rav Weinberger said this word, I was like, mama shaking, it was beautiful. Hainu. K'eshashah d'chukalo chas v'sholom. It's a very hard time, and you just, all you see is Yavan, all you see is Choshech. Velo yachol lasheis or etos benafsho. You say, I don't know what's going to be. Could be a medical thing, could be a religious thing, could be anything, emotional, whatever. Yosef lesapik, hold on a little further. Od ad yavor zam velo yedoch es hashem. Vezos yaitza lechol and itzavam alav. Hayin lechol adogas ha'omdim ala adam v'yivashe v'divya yeshuv v'rachmim. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I have something going on in my life, it's like, take a few breaths and then we'll deal with it. As soon as you react to that emotion, it's over. V'lo yachol, when a Jew real comes to that place of v'lo yachol, and we're all going to have those times in our life, Yosef l'hisapik, a real chassidish atayr. Right? It's all about where you put the comma. V'lo yachol, you feel like you're lost. Mamish, I don't know what's going to be. Yosef l'hisapik, just add on a little hisapkus, which means to hold on a little further, continue going forward. Page number 4. Page number 4 probably is my favorite piece of Nesiv HaShalom, the son of Rebbe. I'm not sure if we've quoted the son of Nesiv HaShalom, but I believe they say from Rav Shach and other contemporary Rabbanim, I think Rav Weinberger also said it, that Nesiv HaShalom is the Mesiyas HaSharm of Chassidus. If someone wants to start off with Chassidus HaSharm, he says Nesiv HaShalom, who was mamish very recently, just passed away in 2000, just 19, 20 years ago. Sorry, just yesterday, 20 years ago, mamish. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, a beautiful question in the first paragraph. He says, Yosef says, Ha'or Avichai. Shouldn't you think that's like, he should say, Od Haur Avinu Chai. What's his Lashon Yochid? Right? And he also already knew that. In the last week's parsha, he already told him. Rav Moshe asked the same question. He already told him. So last time say that he wasn't sure if they were lying or not. Good. But the Siva Shalom says a beautiful idea. Haur Avichai. What's he asking? He already knows. Says in the Siva Shalom, such a gorgeous Torah. And if it was worth it to come to the class today, it was worth to come to Thursday call for Rabbi Shurim. But if you want to stay here to get one vort, this is the vort to listen to. Nesiv HaShalom says, how, now everyone's paying attention, no pressure. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, Vayomer Yosef Alach Vani Yosef, how to be chai is not a question. Vayomer Yosef Alach Ani Yosef. I'm the same Yosef, and you want to know how I stayed strong? How did I stay strong in Golis? How did I stay strong in Mitzrayim? How did I stay strong in Boca Raton 2020? My father was with me. It wasn't a question, it was a statement. Everything I learned from my father, everything I learned in Torah, from those 17 years of the Ben Zukurim, like we said from the Sefer Emes Liakov a few weeks ago, that everything he learned from the Torah, from Shem V'Aver, he was with me every single minute. Right? That's what Emes Liakov said from two weeks ago. And look at the bottom paragraph. Right? Whenever you see my underlines means I got very excited. Ani Yosef. Also, Yosef, I'm the same Yosef. Kemosha, I used to be called him Kach Gam Ani Gam Atal Acher Kolonis Yonos. Shavarti Lacher Shaniyasi Moshe B'chol Eretz Yisrael. I'm the same Yosef. Even though I'm the second in command, at the end of the day, Mitzrayim didn't control me, I control Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean actual physical Mitzrayim. It means the spirituality Mitzrayim. V'azeh hoisif ha'or avichai hainu, avi shali, ha'iskasha shal avi, eli ha'odenu chai ha'shadayin ha'kesha b'ninu malachiyus. My father was with me every single minute. The Torah, the passion, the love for Yiddishkeit was with me every single minute. This is pashut what I felt yesterday. I don't know if people there were there watching Rabbi Goldberg, watching Rabbi Shapiro speak. Don't get me wrong, that life looked beautiful and everything was so strong. But you're literally listening to people who mamish live and breathe Torah. It was mamish malechias, energy, passion, fire. It was for me, that was me, for that was everything. I wanted to add on, maybe we could say, Vayomer Yosef Alachav, Ani Yosef Arvichai, Haor Avichai, Avi doesn't just refer to Yaakov, Avi refers to their Bonishon. That Kodesh Baruch is with him every single minute. And there's a Sefer Ben Maim Chaim, just as Jared said last week, one of the early Chassid Shesvarim. So it says later on in the Parsha, when it goes, when they finally tell Yaakov that Yosef's alive, right? If you go to the Pasuk, right over here, beginning of Chamishi, Vayom Yisrael Rav Od Yosef B'ni Chai, El Chavereno B'Terem Amos. Right? The Pasuk right at the end of it, it says, Vatzichi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. Yaakov's, his spirit came back. But what happened after? Vayomer Yisrael, Rav Yosef Abinichai. So why does the pasuk change? First is Yaakov, and then goes to Yisrael. So we know that Yisrael is on a higher level. Yaakov is when things are a little dark. Yisrael is when, right? Yesh Lirosh, when things are going, when things are Kisarisa Elokim, and when he beat Yosef. He says, you want to know why when Yaakov became Yisrael? Oh, Yosef Abinichai, I saw those wagons. He's still learning Torah. He still remembers the sugya of Egel Arufa. He's still steiging in Mitzrayim, even after all these years and being away from me. That's when his comfort really came back, when he saw that he was the same Yosef. Just to add on, just very quickly, because we don't have so much time. There's a sefer that I think I've quoted before. It's called Mesilos. It's a Belzer collection of different stuff. So I said it in Shal Shittus a few days ago, last Shabbos, Shabbos Chanukah. The Vort by Chanukah, if we're allowed to say Chanukah Torah. Still, we still have Chanukah this week, if we're allowed to say Chanukah Torah, no? So, the Belz Rebbe quotes the Medrash that's brought down by the Bach and Simon Tofresh Ayim, that the Yevonim had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition, that as long as the Jewish people would light the menorah inside the Beis HaMikdash, they would not be able to fully Hellenize the Jews. Fancy word, shkar. They would not be able to spiritually impact Klal Yisrael, as long as they lit the menorah. Ask the Belzer Rebbe. It's very nice lighting menorah. What's pshat? So he says it's so simple. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra and Chafei, the menorah harotze sheyachkim yadrim. When a person wants to become wise, what do you do? Look towards the south. What's in the south? Boca Raton. Just kidding. That's the name of our thing. Menorah. The menorah. As long as they had lit the menorah, it doesn't just refer to the menorah. It refers to as long as they had the Torah. Right? Their whole essence was l'hashkicham tayasecha. And that he quotes in the Belz Sefer, he quotes the Avnei Nezer. So they were fine with us learning Torah. But as soon as you think your Torah is going to affect your mind and your heart, it's going to make you feel more Torahic and more special and more connected to the Rabbonu Shalom, or to be a Rav Meir Shapiro, or to be a Jew. Oh, I held that Gemara yesterday that Rabbi Goldberg was talking about, that Gemara that they before they left Germany on the printing press. Right, everyone was there. Before they left Germany, there were those Jews who wanted to, with the Nazi printing press, to be able to print a Gemara. I held that Baba Kama in my hands yesterday. That is what it means to be a Yid. And the Yivanim know exactly what to take away. It's Mamish the Torah. This is the whole vort from the Nesiv Hashem. Ha'or Avichai. It wasn't a question, it was a statement. And that was the vort from the Ben Maim Chaim, O Yosef Benichai, and the Belzer Rebbe. Moving on to the number five. The number five comes to us from Chavetz Chaim al Torah to change up the pace a little bit. I gotta give you guys a little change up from all the Chassidish Torah, for all those Jews who think that Merzov only speaks Chassidish Torah. Okay, that's only the Torah that I know. I'm trying my best. Okay, don't judge. Yoimer Yosef Elachav Ani Yosef, and he tells his father. We're just going back to the same thing. He go right. He picks up his cry, and every all Mitzrayim hears him, and he tells him again, "I'm Yosef again." And he wants to. The Chavetz Chaim asks, "What's going on over here? What's Ani Yosef coming to teach us?" So he says, it's a lesson in Emunah. See, sometimes in life we have all these questions. Sometimes in life we have all these things of why this Holocaust, why that person got sick, this, that. And what happened? Within two words, Ani Yosef, all the brothers' questions were gone. Finished. Look at the second paragraph. Kain, kasher yishma ha'olam eshtei ha'milim sh'ani Hashem. When Mashiach is going to come, everyone's going to say that HaKadosh Baruch is going to finally reveal himself and he's going to say, I am Hashem. Yitartzu kol ha'kushis v'atimios ha'alanos ha'olam. Shu l'chor l'fala b'enino arato. We all had all these questions and all these concerns. How could the Rabbanu Shem do this? How could the Rabbanu Shem do that? Yizboru v'yisoro kol anyam v'ro kol basa yachta ki yad Hashem asa ha'kol l'tov asenu. We're going to realize that at the end of the day, we had those questions. We had that on that choshech. But just like as Yosef said those two words, Ani Yosef, and everything became clear. Everything became clear as day. So too, when Mashiach is going to come, Kadosh Baruch is going to say, Ani Hashem, everything, all of our questions about the Jewish history and the pogroms and the Holocaust and Eretz Yisrael and things happening even nowadays, at the end of the day, Rabbanu Shem is going to say, oh, and we're going to have that full clarity. Skip page 6 because this really connects to page 7 and 8 for 1 second. Page 7 and 8 is Rabbi Tzal Berditsky, we've quoted him in the past, Mishkan Matzal. So he's really talking about the famous meeting of Yosef and Yaakov coming together. A lot of questions, why Yosef, if it's time to say Kriya Shema, why did Yaakov only say Kriya Shema? Now Yosef, we said maybe a word earlier, but he says such a beautiful idea. He says, look at the word Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, Shema Chad. Look in the middle paragraph. Zeh Ma Hashem, as Yaakov, Vinu, Amro, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Hayur Kivevka, we know it's the Midas HaRachamim, Chazal say. Elokeinu, Shehu Midas HaDin, Hashem Echad. Stein, bein midas adin, bein midas harachmem, hey me av, me Hashem ha'av harachmem. Whether things in our life look like they're good, Hashem, yud kei vav kei, or whether they're alokeinu, din, looks like it's hard. Who is it all coming from? Hashem echad. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a quote here, but I believe it's from the Baal Shem and from the Ashach. And this is exactly what he says on the bottom, explaining the Gemara in Pesachim. Also, I believe also the Gemara in Brachos, from the Tzlach. Right, the Tzlach, I believe, was the Nodi Behuda. Says, and he quotes them on the bottom of page 7. The Hayah Hashem Nacha Koretz, Fahim Hashem Hashem Echad, Otto Ein Elav Echadu. Are you going to tell me that up until now he wasn't Echad? Omer Avacha Bar Chanina, Loka Olam Haza Olam Haba, Olam Haza Al Besoras Toivos. Right, in this world we say Besoras Toivos, when we hear good things, we say Baruch HaTov, HaMetiv. Al Besoras Ra'as, when we hear Chas Shom something bad, Omer, next page, page 8, and something that's bad, someone passed away, we say Baruch HaTov, HaMetiv. Right? Gemara says, in the next world, there's no Hatov HaMetiv or Baruch Dayan. Everything is Tov HaMetiv. And he asked the Magid Mibrod, Madua Gemara Mer Sholom Haba Tishtana Habracha Me Baruch Dayan Emes La Tov HaMetiv Harei Lolom Haba Lo Yebesos Rolos V'Klal Lo Yeshach Le Baruch Dayan Emes. Why the difference in Olam Haba? Why there's no Baruch Dayan Emes in Olam Haba? There's only Baruch Dayan Emes down here? Says the Magid Mibrod, and the stock explains it. He says, yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Because down here, we have a lot of questions. And maybe sometimes no answers. But upstairs in Olam Haba, there's only answers and no questions. Look at the underline. Zel Kavanas Hamaimer Kaim Olam Hazer Omer Al Betzos Rose Diana Emes Shizover Shizuhu Midas Hadin. We think it's Elokeinu. We think it's Din. Olam Haba Kulu Hatov Ametiv Sheyir Al Mafreya Shakol Midas Hatov Vahaya Lo Levarach Alakov Hatov Ametiv. Olam Haba is the bigger view. He sees the whole picture. See the whole picture. Olam Haza, sometimes we don't see the whole picture. If you focus on only the one picture frame in the whole camera roll, then of course you're going to have questions. But Kadosh Baruch Hu has the whole frame. We don't see the whole frame. And Olam Haba, he has the whole frame. And that's exactly the word from the Chavetz Chaim. I saw this word. I said, wow, this goes well with the Dafka and Emunah. Sometimes in life it's hard to see the Rabbanu Shem's plans and everything. But at the end of the day, to know. Down here we have questions and maybe we don't know all the answers. But Olam Haba, they have all the answers and not so many questions. Let's just flip back to page number 6. Quoting our second week in the row from Rav Tzadik of Lublin, in honor of the Siyam HaShas from Rav Meir Shapiro from Lublin. They were definitely contemporaries. I have to look into it more. So the Pasuk says right before that, V'lachayin k'siv v'yosef v'yitein is kol v'vchiv v'yishmu v'tzraim v'yishmu beis par. Right? Yosef gave to his voice with a great cry, and all of Egypt and all of beis par heard this cry. Says Rav Tzadik, the Kohen, I believe 1900, Why is the Pasuk putting the word Nesina next to Bechi? Bechiya. Giving to your tears? Right? Yizak b'kol gadol. Right? If you're talking about like Hebrew, proper Hebrew would be Vayivku Bechiya. What's this Vayitnu Bechiya? So he says at the end of the day, Yosef's cry wasn't just a cry of sadness or of hope. When a Jew davens, when a Jew cries, it's with Malei Chiyus. Rak like another line. Rak mitzad chiyus hakedusha shenosen b'dibor yesh koach b'adibor lichnos b'leiv. When a Jew davens and a Jew speaks, you feel the chias behind it. You feel the energy. You feel the passion. And at the end of the day, when Yosef let out that cry, and he let something, imamish, it was hayotzim min alev nichnasim alev. When something comes from the heart, it penetrates the heart. And as he quotes from the Baal Shem, quotes the Magid, quotes the Baal Shem, the end of the day, when something comes from the heart, and it's with chias, has the ability to penetrate mamash the whole entire, wherever you are. I'm sure you meet people, I'm sure your own interactions with your own families, you see when somebody's passionate about something, it actually has an effect on you. So that's exactly what says the word nisina. Yeah. Why nisina? Because his actual crying actually gave other people the emotions, what he was feeling. It gave them actually to feel what exactly he was feeling. So just saying the word vayivka wouldn't have done good enough. The pasuk's telling us that at the end of the day, when a Jew davens, and when a Jew cares about something, if you're passionate about it, and you care about it, it will davka penetrate someone else's heart. And finally, the last idea, just to review before Rabbi Sugarman comes, on page number 9, a second Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah. The pasuk says at the end of the parsha, Vayichakel Yosef Aviv, Ve'es'echav, Ve'es'ko Beis Aviv, Lechem Lefi Ataf. And Yosef, he took care of the parnasa of his father and his brothers, the whole household, everyone according to their children. The Chavetz Chaim gives a beautiful mashal. Let's say the mashal just outside because we don't have so much time. The mashal is basically a king's going around to all his soldiers and he wants to see, to find favor in his eyes. So he asks every single, he sends out a runner. Like whenever I have a kid go to the office to go to do something for me, I call him a runner. Go be a runner. Runner. So he had a runner go ask them, go be a runner to ask me, go find out what they all want for me. So what happens? This guy comes and he says at the end of the day, King, do you mind just to feed me a little? Just feed me every day. So Chavetz Chaim says, fool, the king was of course going to feed you every single day. You're getting lost in the whole thing. It's so beautiful. Second paragraph. You're a soldier. He's got to take care of you. Every soldier is going to be taking care of the king. Why is Daka caring about that? He says sometimes in life, says the Chavetz Chaim, we get so involved about parnasa, parnasa, parnasa. Chodesh Baruch will take care of our parnasa. We have to worry about Chodesh Baruch's honor. We worry about Chodesh Baruch's kavod. Chodesh Baruch is going to take care of us. Kein adover im kol echa ve'echa, says the Chavetz Chaim. Magishim inenu be'echa, shosei be'yuchat, daigas ha'parnasa. We're so worried about parnasa, this, parnasa, that. My kid's college, my kid's this and that. V'ini shokhu me'gamri, ki eiv zem inyonu. Chi alzan ha'parnasa chol. Zigon ha'gamu son of Chodesh Baruch has to take care of us. Aleinu, says the Chavetz Chaim, l'ispalel. Our job is to daven, right? We start with the davening word, and end with the davening word. Aleinu l'ispalel l'vakish akovar Hashem, akovar haTorah. We have to take care of Chodesh Baruch Hu's honor, and we have to take care of the covenant of the Torah. Rotzon Yerav Yasev, the pasuk says in Ashrei, Chodesh Baruch Hu will take care of the ones who fear him. Ve'ikar hu l'chaver ritzono l'vakish mashal tzarech l'vakish. We have to think about, we have to request, and think about what we want to think about. We have to care and desire. Be careful what we ask for. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, Yimalei Hashem kol mashal secha. We say in Lamatzecha every day, right? Yimalei Hashem kol mashal secha. And Chodesh Baruch Hu should fulfill our request. That's not what the Baal Shem Tov says. The deeper pshat says the Baal Shem Tov, Yimalei Hashem kol mashal secha, is that kol mashal secha, all our requests should be Hashem Yimalei. That is, that Hashem's name should be full. Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Because the pasuk said, the end of Pshach, Ki Yadav Kei Zka. Chodesh Baruch Hu's name until Mashiach, it's only Yud Hei. Yimalei Hashem kol mashal secha. Not all that Hashem, you should fulfill all our requests, but all our requests are for you. All requests are for you. If we care about the Rabbanu Shalom, then Chodesh Baruch Hu will take care of our families as well. Let's just review these ideas. We start with the Sefer HaZnayim, the Torah, the beautiful, beautiful Gemara and Brachas, the three-step process. That's exactly Yaakov Avinu follows. The Torah, Kriya Shema, Yaskel and Misa, that's exactly what he follows. The first idea is the second idea is from the Chidush Sharim, when a Jew, when Vayigash Elav Yehuda, he comes in front of Yosef. That's exactly what a Jew is, to be thankful to their Baruch Hashem. When a Jew is thankful, it shows the midah of anava. That's what it means to come down in front of their Baruch Hashem. The third idea was said from the Tver Shlomo. Tver Shlomo says, as soon as Yosef saw that Yehuda, was the Avdecha Orev Esenar, he was ready to go to battle for his brother. Then Yosef said, oh, the Tikkun of Mechir is here. And that's what the Barbanel says. He Dafka puts the Gvia, the cup, in Binyamin's bag to see if they actually cared about a Ben Rachel and go to fight for Ben Rachel. The fourth idea was said from the Majid Sarebi, when a Jew feels that below Yochel, you feel like you can't go on in life anymore. Yosef is Abik. Hold on a little further. Hold on a little tighter. The fifth idea of them from the Siva Shalom. Is he asking again? Yes, told him already last week three times that his father's still alive. It wasn't a question. It was a statement. You want to know how he said Yosef? How would I be chayim? My father's always with me. And that was the Be'er Mayim Chaim when he says that at the end of the day, when my son was chai, but oh, you, Yosef, ben chai, male chias. And that's what the Belzer Rebbe said, that as long as they had this Kabbalah of the menorah being lit, they wouldn't be able to touch us because the menorah was the Torah. The fifth idea we said, Vayomer Yosef Alach Ani Yosef, those two words, Ani Yosef, answered all the brothers' questions in our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Ani Hashem, is going to answer all our questions. And let me say from Rabbi Rudzinski, the whole vort from the Sach, who quotes the Rebbe, the Maggid Abroad, and the Gemara says, down here we say, on good things, and on Pesaris Tovus, they say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. The next world, they say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. At the end of the day, in the next world, they only say HaTov HaMeitiv, because they have the whole vision. They see everything from end to end. They see, and that's a tremendous lesson in Muna for us to be able to have a little more Olam HaBatika eyes, to be able to bring that down to our own lives. We don't understand all, we don't get all the answers, to understand at the end of the day, to bring ourselves back to Olam HaBat, our Olam HaBat into Olam Haza. The seventh idea, I think we're up to, I forgot where we're counting now. Rav Tzadok says, at the end of the Vayitain, it's called Bechiv Yishma, it's Mashav Yishma, Beis Par. Why does it say Vayitain, Lashon Nesina, Babechiyah? Because when he was so passionate about his cry, and Mamish penetrated the entire Mitzrayim. And finally, the final idea, I think it was the eighth idea, Chavetz Chaim says that at the end of the day, when we're davening, to make sure, to be careful what we're davening for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, has to take care of us physically. We have to care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruchnius. We have to care about Kavod HaTorah. And I think all these messages about davening and learning and Kavod HaTorah and being strong in our Ruchnius, this Dafka comes at a special time, right after Chanukah, right after the Siyam HaShas, Shizuch HaBez Hashem, to take these messages into our own lives, become better over the Hashem, and be Zohar to light the menorah, and have the next Siyam HaShas, and Yishlam Yer Kodesh Bez Hashem.